need?
If you've got any questions, I think we can take a set of question and answers.
Yeah.
If you, the chlorine will change and go out of the water once it is frozen.
Freeze it.
Freeze it and reuse it, and then you aerate it. That means you pass through the air. If you take the water and freeze it, it will cause the chlorine to go out of the water. Chlorine doesn't freeze. It goes out by evaporation. It can become the gas. Then you take the water and then you cool it down, then you aerate it. Now if you add vitamin C or ascorbic acid, then you reactivate the water. Now on a survival basis, if we have to survive, there are four basic foods that will be compulsory for survival. That's vitamin C, water, flour, and solid. With these four basics, you can survive for an extremely long time. Next to that, when it comes out sweet, we either have oil. Some kind of solid oil. Well, since there is a large amount of pork fat available, they consider lard as an easy way to maintain the cooking or push course on the charcoal. But these are the survival foods under the extreme cases that an individual can make any type of substance to eat with it. You can make the milk, you can blend it into the food, into the flour. You can use the vitamin C to withstand the stresses and water. And you will have it A, B, C, and D, even in the oil. Now, if you really want to skin it down on a health food basis, take corn. Corn is the only type of grain that radiation doesn't affect. It has a higher radiation resistance. So, corn meal comes first. Then your water. Then your vitamin C. Now if you want to retain the vitamin C with the riboflavin, then you take a whole orange or lemon and grind it all right through with the skin and everything and keep it in a container. So it will be in a concentrated gel. And as you add water and beat it up, then you have the riboflavin out. That's for the bitter condition that you taste inside a vitamin C tablet. That's why a vitamin C tablet is so bitter. It's actually the rind. Between the rind and the pulp of the citrus fruit, there's a white skin where there are fine oils trapped in that fibrous nature. And your riboflavonoids are found in there. And then your ascorbic acid is also closely aligned there. So you want vitamin C with your riboflavonoid to really hold back the condition of mucus being a source of disease spreading in the body. Now, white flour will be a source of disease spreading because it's the basis of where mucus is building up in the body. Whereas whole grain flour would not build up mucus. Corn will not build up mucus. Nor barley will not build up mucus. Nor soya will not build up mucus. But white flour, bleach, will build up mucus. Now the oil, if any oil you really want to keep, and that will keep the longest without any deterioration, will be olive oil. say you're confused with the... Really? Yes, you can refrigerate your other ones.
Okay, it will keep quickly if you don't refrigerate.
If you don't refrigerate it, it can keep 3 weeks. If you refrigerate it, it'll keep indefinitely. The refrigeration for food to stay indefinitely without breaking down, it must stay closest to freezing point. Like a deep freeze, then it will stay indefinitely. It will not break down yet.
Talk about survival food. Do you think that we could have any need to prepare for something like that?
Okay.
Do you think that we would have to prepare for survival?
Yes,
for a long period of time?
We will in time, because we will be forced to it by riots.
gone up 50%.
The glycogen in your cells are burnt up and the body is in split. The cells get hot and dry and irritable because of the secretion of the lactic acid. You see, the body has to secrete lactic acid inside of the cells, and it will over secrete that. We have lactic acid in the mother's milk. So she secretes that in a normal level for the benefit of the baby. When a male body or a female body is stressed now, it over secretes. And then the glycogen is burnt up, and the thyroid is built up. Now if you drink milk on top of that, this is the folly of traveling and drinking milk when you're tired. You find you get clogged up. You feel mucus building up more in your system. You wonder why you have a cold after you travel, and you didn't do anything but drink milk. You ever have that experience? Going on a long journey, and then the journey is traveled, you just drink milk, and then at the end of the journey, before you know it, it starts to tickle. This is because it's building up too much lactic acid in the system and you can't use it up. There's no way for you to disappear it. Now, in the soya milk, from the soya powder, there is no lactic acid in the soya bean. In the soya bean is actually native vegetable cow. It has everything except lactic acid in it that a cow's body milk would produce. It has the protein, it has the calcium, different type of minerals, lecithin, the vitamins in it. And if you add K-Rob, to the soya, then you have a natural vitamin B, B2 and B12 in the blend with the K-Rob. Now also you have the dextrose. Now if you partially toast the soybean flour or powder with the K-Rob into it, this dextranizes it, then you have automatically produced a sweetening agent. And you don't need to add no sweetening agent no more, because the natural dextrose in the K-Rob would be heightened by the partial heat. All you need to add now is the water with the vitamin C in it, and shake it up and use it immediately. You have now a real drink that the body can handle.
How much steak would you have to add to your water to keep it?
Well, 100 milligrams per gallon is all right. One tablet per gallon. The mixture would keep indefinitely in refrigeration. Outside it would keep for several months.
Do we have anything to worry about, really, concerning rice?
Anand Swami, and most of the Swamis, the master, they all say, we got up in 1976. 1986 is the last. From then on, you're in prison. You're in for a tremendous change in world political struggles. No, friend. AIDS has nothing to do with it. It's strictly man's greed and humanity does not amend for the power struggle. Based upon trade. Politicians don't make war. Merchants make war using politicians for their own gain. Every country that sells on the trading market. There's no politician made a war. Deep down behind it all, it was a tradesman that made it. A guy who sold a piece of merchandise and wanted a high price from the other guy. Therefore controlled the stability of the market currency. Therefore forced his nation to get into a war. The last war between Japan and this country was not caused by politicians. It was caused by trade. But we hide behind a false illusion that politics is the cause of war. We don't create war by politics. Politics is a scapegoat for war. For centuries, men have played upon the weakness of others for their lack of food. The Egyptians used the Hebrew people to their advantage, put them into slavery because they were starving. And we continue to do that right up to this present age of using mankind by manipulating their belly strings. So politicians don't make war, they are the scapegoat and end up having to do it. And using other people to fight their battles. But the real culprit behind it all is the merchant. He's the most unscrupulous individual. Right. The merchant is constantly moving all the prices up to the point where government has to step in to set up price control. Now, if there is a war, what's the first thing that changes in the environment? They have a higher network, a far more efficient network
have. The trade systems of each country have a higher and far more efficient spy system. And sooner or later, the only people who end up finally doing it is government. Because they have to consider the magnitude of it and the extent of the life involved. And therefore, they are the only ones who really go out and do it and put themselves on a national alert.
Well, we've already done that.
Some kind of discipline or react with some sense of purpose first be clutched at by the population as a whole as a life preserver. And then, if what food we have to share with them or something like this runs out or something like that, be turned one. Or just persecuted purely for what we believe.
That is a possibility, but I don't think we're going to go in that direction. In the first place, the reason why you are gathering is to build up your spiritual force field in your consciousness, that you will be able to survive minus the basic symbol when everybody has meals.
We have bread that they know not.
Alright. Chicken stuck up a sheep.
Yes.
We will give what we have for the initiate by the methods he will be taught to apply to his body to teach him to live without the need of his basic food. If he continues using the sort of nutritional method gradually, you know, by the time the conditions arise, our bodies can make the shift over, because the technique will be given to you how to make the shift over into your body to live off of the radiation within yourself. You see, we can't give you all the techniques right away. Your body is not in that particular electrical wave frequency for you to draw the energy from the medulla. We're talking about the medulla today, and we're talking of the male-female involvement of the household of life. And we're saying that when you waste the sperm energy by aborting any action, you're actually throwing off a tremendous force of a living entity hanging in the air. Now, that same energy is food. That same energy is life. That same energy is continuity of existence when it is sublimated in your body. And the initiate following the household of life, in any cataclysm or any riot or any major calamity, will be taught to reverse that energy. Now, the key to it is a stable moral life. It is not that sex is not to be used. Within the married life, the freedom is granted. It is accepted by the master that this is for the reason of expression between the male and the female. But at the same time, it carries with certain basic laws that are scientific enough to build upon it without wasting it. You will use it now as another form, not just merely to satisfy the physical relief. It can satisfy nourishment to the body for its survival when there is no food. Because that same energy will go up into the brain and come back down, filtered out, and nourish the body. And you don't have to eat. Now, Jesus knew this, and he said, I have meat that you know not about. Now, all the yogis know that. The technique that you're learning is preparation to live on direct energy and less on solids and liquids. So it's an ethical life as a householder, and saving and not wasting that precious fluid in the body will be shown how the triggers off when these conditions arise in society, when society would have no other recourse for survival. The initiate will be shown the technique to trigger it off. But his body must be prepared for it, so that when he's given the technique, he food don't taste like it, because once you taste it in your mouth, you don't need food, you don't want to eat. Your body is nourished automatically. But there's something you don't go and waste either. Because it's the same power that went out to make a human being, it's the same power that's now going to sustain a human being. If it can create a human being and cause a human being to come into existence, you realize what it will do to sustain a human being that it needs to.
So we can have our own internal atomic explosion in physics.
Alright, now you understand what initiate life is leading to.
Could it take you to the land of milk and honey, right, Sharma?
Right.
Brain.
It does exist. The land of milk and honey exists in the human brain.
The pineal gland.
The pineal gland secretes a viscous substance exactly the color and texture and taste of honey. The pineal gland. That's the pineal gland, does that. The pituitary and the medulla, they both secrete a white substance with taste and texture like milk. When they are drawn inward by a certain form of respiratory exercise, they lock in and become nectar, and it drips down. One drop for 24 hours, obviously.
But there's no way to keep this to someone after it happens. For the ones that don't know them.
The initiate will be taught when the body is prepared for it. That's why you're going through this, the process of solar nutrition. So build your body to that point that when you trigger it, it will start working. You have to build a body for it. The body cannot just trigger itself off like that. The first time it was taught to me, I was told to do it for 28 days. And the end of 28 days, it remains permanently in the body. Anytime I can trigger it off. But for the 28 days, I have to do it consistently at a certain time. And the person who taught it to me told me I would visit you at that time. Well, I knew he couldn't visit me because I was living in the desert and he was living in Los Angeles. At 4 o'clock sharp, he was in the room. How he got in the room only he knows, and how he got out of the room only he knows, but he's a living man. And he was not an Indian. He was an American. And he's mentioned in the autobiography of a yogi.
But children and things like this.
Your children will be taught.
Well, it's not mine, other children too.
If you have a karmic bond with them that are going to be brought into the sphere of existence, they will be ill. If they don't have a karmic bond, don't feel any remorse that you can't do anything. The Lord in His own mercy knows what He's doing. He will not bring that individual unless there's a karmic bond with you, and He will not take away the individual unless there's a karmic bond with you. So remorse and gladdening of their heart is totally the Lord's will, based upon karmic bond. So you as an individual should always have the right attitude, because it's the right place and the right time for you, guys. You see? In the midst of a cataclysm, you're the right place at the right time. Now, some people are living in Pennsylvania. They're moving to Baltimore. And someone was read the letter tonight.
Yes.
And they read it wrong.
I did.
All right. Can you remember the gist of the letter? Would you like to tell her or say to me?
Let me say it was from.
Uh-huh.
It was from the Schaefer family, and it was written to the fellowship about moving to Baltimore. The family moved, and they had just received their astrological bracelet. And on the trip, they found that the master had been with them all the way, including saving them from a car wreck, helping them not sell but find a house to their lease, get the proper job, and sure, get settled into what sounds like a bright orange brick house in Baltimore. And they expressed their gratitude and love to the fellowship and to the general worker. starting something else?
No. But what you're saying, in essence, is an initiate has nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. If you read your autobiography of a yogi, it tells you there. You have a built-in atomic shelter in the way there.
Is that they are different. That they have something that other
cathedral back to where was it that Margaret said? He said, you remember, Darrell, the night we drove through here and we got stuck with the car, and I saw the door sick. And that's the very first remark, and when I said door sick, forget it, what happened to the first time after I said it?
The jackknife.
But it didn't stop. But she said, thanks, Master, right? That you kept on going.
Right.
But it's
Master's
help. Yeah, but the point is the second time is now worrying about it.
Right.
Worrying about causes and switching almost. You see what a thought pattern does. The memory and the relationship of confrontation. For the second time we did have to. But we did not turn over. We lost. Up to the point where we actually stuck and we could have turned over. But there again, the force field is holding us. We came out of what did we do? Alright. This is what we're trying to show, that the initiate under these moments of stress is still protected.
Hey, Julie.
California. Because I know if I die, I'm going to meet the one in California. So I'm going to keep calling him this because I want to be a good, Christian.
Why a person is an initiate.
Can you be
If you worked, you wouldn't be here in this room.
Not, yeah.
If you were not initiated at one time in a previous life, you would not be coming to this now or hearing about it. You have to be because you were brought to it by this particular frequency.
That's
why I was saying. Yes, because you have passed through that route already. You are a good one. Faithful Hindu. And you did the devotion to the Gandhi many a time. So it seems to
be America.
Well, the angels are new their initiations too, you know, they have their special initiatory rights. And their power. Telephone and somebody else. Well, 5 o'clock comes very soon for those who come to meditation in the morning.